थ्रेड थ्री, एनर्जी, अ मेडिटेशन ऑन रेजोनेंस, फ्लो एंड रिटर्निंग योर इनर फील्ड टू कोहेरेंस. देर इज अ क्वाइट प्लेट्यू अबाउट द वर्ल्ड, अ प्लेस यू रीच आफ्टर अ स्लो एसेंट. द एयर इज कूलर हियर, थिनर बट समहाउ मोर अलाइव. You find yourself standing on solid ground surrounded by open sky in every direction. The horizon is unbroken. Nothing blocks your view. Nothing competes for your attention. It is the kind of space where the mind settles because there is nowhere else for it to go. This place is not imagined. It is symbolic, a landscape for understanding energy as resonance, not as effort or force. In your daily life, energy often feels like something you have or don't have, something that gets drained, consumed, or depleted. But here, on this plateau, energy reveals itself simply as a field, a vibration, a quality of presence, an inner climate that responds to how you breathe, how you think, and how you meet the world. You take a slow breath in. You let it fall out naturally. Nothing controlled, nothing forced. Just a quiet beginning. As you breathe, notice the subtle hum under your skin, the faint vibration that exists even when you are still. You rarely tune into it, but today you let it come forward. This hum is the texture of your inner energy. It rises and falls with your breath. It brightens when you are aligned. It collapses when you are overwhelmed. Here, on this plateau, you can sense it more clearly. As you stand in stillness, the wind brushes past you. It doesn't disturb you, it simply passes through. Energy behaves the same way. Always moving, never stagnant, unless held down by resistance. Now take a deep breath, letting your lungs fill. Feel the ribcage expand. Exhale slowly and notice the weight drop from your shoulders. In the distance, you see a formation of mountains. Between two cliffs is a natural echo chamber, a valley shaped perfectly to return whatever sound enters it. You walk towards it slowly, each step grounding you further into the earth. When you reach the edge of the valley, you pause and listen. The silence here is full, almost tangible. It is the kind of silence that allows you to hear your own energy without interference. Take a breath and release a soft sound, a gentle hum. It travels outward, across stone, across space, across the invisible. For a moment, it disappears. Then it returns, softened, stretched, transformed. This is resonance. Your energy goes out into the world through your words, your actions, your moods, your presence. And the world responds. Not always immediately, not always in the form you expect, but always in relationship to to the quality of what you emit. Pause here. Breath. Notice the truth of this without analyzing it. In your life, when you carry tension, you often receive tension back. When your breath is shallow, chaos feels louder. When your mind is scattered, the world seems overwhelming. Not because the world has changed, but because the field through which you experience it has. You inhale slowly again. Let your belly expand. Let the breath feel like a soft opening. Then exhale, letting whatever is heavy dissolve a little. Energy is not created by force. It is revealed through coherence. Now imagine that every thought you have, every emotion you hold, every intention you carry sends out a vibration, like the hum you just released. And the valley around you always returns it in its own form. If you send out fear, the valley returns echoes of constriction. If you send out clarity, the valley returns echoes of steadiness. If you send out openness, the valley returns echoes of possibility. This is the unseen movement of everyday life. The exchange of energy between you, your inner field, and the outer field you inhabit. Take another breath. Let it flow through your spine. Exhale and feel your body settle. Now bring your attention to the area around your chest, the center of your energy field. Notice its temperature, its movement, its density. You don't need to change anything, just observe. Every field begins with awareness. Now imagine a soft glow emerging from this center. Not bright, not dramatic, just simple and warm. Let it spread gently outward to your shoulders, arms, and hands. This glow is not imagined. It is a representation of alignment. When your energy becomes coherent, it naturally expands into your outer movement. Now breathe into your lower abdomen, the seat of stability. Inhale, feel it expand. Exhale, feel its ground. Stability is not heaviness, it is presence. You now walk a little deeper into the valley and sit on a large flat stone. From here, the echo feels closer. You hum again, this time allowing the sound to originate from your chest, not your throat. The moment of hum leaves your body, you feel a release, a loosening of something held. When it returns, it carries a calmer tone, as if the valley has softened it for you. In relationships, in work, in daily interactions, the world often softens or sharpens what you put into it. Energy is always exchanged, nothing in isolation. Close your eyes and take a silent breath. Let the breath expand into your back, your sides, your entire torso. Exhale through the nose with ease. Now imagine the energy you have held from the past days. Moments of stress, moments of pressure, moments of emotional fatigue. Let them appear as slight vibrations around you. Not heavy, not dark, just active. With your next exhale, imagine these vibrations falling gently to the earth beneath you, not as a release, but as a return. Energy returns to the ground to be recycled, not rejected. You inhale again, drawing in neutral air, fresh, uncomplicated, new. The breath travels upward, restoring the field within. This is where becoming begins. When you realize you can influence your own energy before the world does. Now imagine standing once more and walking toward the center of the plateau. From this height, you can see the world below. The noise, the movement, the endless exchanges of energy happening between people, systems, and situations. And you understand something essential. Energy is not about capacity. It is about coherence. A scattered field feels exhausted even when doing little. A coherent field feels grounded even when carrying plenty. You place a hand on your chest, another on your stomach. Take one slow breath in and out. Feel the alignment between your inhale and your exhale. Feel the smoothness between your inner and outer fields. Now speak a silent intention. Let my energy be clear. Let my presence be coherent. Let my field be steady. You stand quietly, letting the intention ripple outward. You don't force anything. You don't try to feel different. You simply allow the field to recognize itself around clarity. This is the essence of the energy thread. A return to resonance through awareness, breath, and presence. As you turn to leave the plateau, the valley behind you holds one last echo, a soft reminder that the world responds to what you carry within. And with each step downward, you know, energy is not something you manage, it is something you align.